President John Mahama has called on African leaders to grant the Pan-African Parliament legislative powers to enact laws for the continent to tackle issues such as capital flight. He said smuggling of national resources and capital flight do not affect one country, but across the continent. President Mahama made the call when the high-level panel on illicit financial flows from Africa conferred with him on its consultative meeting at the Flagstaff House in Accra. He said the African countries stand to gain from a continental legislation to stop the illicit capital flight instead of the individual country efforts, which are often ad hoc.
It is believed that from 1970 to 2008, about $854 billion was siphoned from Africa. It is for this reason that the high-level panel on illicit financial flows from Africa was established to study the situation and to make recommendations to the AU to either stop or minimize illicit capital flight from the continent. President Mahama described the work of the panel as timely. He said a continent-wide legislation will augment efforts by African countries to adequately tackle illicit transfer of funds from the continent.
These issues are not country-specific. You find a trend across the whole continent, and that is why we must act, you know, as a continent in respect of this. So I think that this is one of the issues that I'll raise. If we can move the parliament from just an advisory function and then craft out what we expect it to do in terms of continent-wide legislation for issues like this. We have a common agricultural policy. I don't see why the parliament cannot adopt it and make it something that all of us buy into. And so there are many things that we cannot handle by ourselves as little nation states that are better handled on a continent-wide level. And it pays to have a legislative body that is able to do the legislation and then bring it back home. We ratify the legislation. And I guess that that would be a better way of tackling this instead of the ad hoc manner we have done in the past.
Former President of South Africa and Chairman of the High-Level Panel, Thabo Mbeki, said illicit capital flight has greatly retarded the development of the continent. He said the time to reverse the trend is now.
We're concerned, President, about a very serious problem facing the continent, which is that we're losing large sums of money, a lot of capital, which flows out of the continent by these illicit means. And that obviously, if we could have retained those resources, they would have a very important impact in terms of helping us to respond to our development challenges. And so the view was that it becomes necessary to have a close look at the matter so that we can then make recommendations about what could be done by the continent as a whole. We decided that we needed to visit some of our African countries using some particular criteria, participant in the extractive industries sector, to see what happens with regard to this.
A member of the panel, Mojanku Gumbi, painted a very gloomy picture of the situation. She said the most offenders are the multinational companies operating in Africa. 25 countries from West and Central Africa are attending the consultative meeting. Seth Iyer, reporting for Radio Ghana.